Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
This is, of course, the Capital Forum Radio, and we do not have our beloved Russian with us today. Sergey would be off partying someplace else. And Tom, you there?
I am here, Louise. Today is May 15th, 2011, by the way.
You sure?
I believe something like that.
Okay, he thinks something. He believes things. We don't tell him things. He believes things. Anyway, okay, we were going to have a different program on this morning. However, a state of emergency came off in my mind is the fact that there are a series of drills. Actually, there are bi-level drills happening all at the same time in a little place, well, actually it's a whole line of places, called New Madrid.
It's called the Mississippi River Valley, isn't it?
Correct.
from Canada all the way down to the Gulf.
Absolutely. Well, evidently there's multiple levels of types of testing being done. There, of course, as we were talking about, is those ones that they're testing as far as military and what have you. But there are a second level, actually, happening. So there's the first one is for human beings who live there. Second one is for the public persona of the military and government, okay? And the third one appears to be a separate one. This, they're looking at biological threats, chemical threat, explosions, floods, fires, hurricane, nuclear threat, pandemic threat, landslide and debris from thunderstorms, tornadoes, tsunami, volcanoes, wildfires, and winter storms and extreme cold.
So basically Revelations being played out is the drill they're having.
That's the one?
You might as well just call it Revelations the way it sounds.
Yeah, I know. We should have our own band.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes. Anyway, so first of all, I hold on here. How would a tsunami make it up the Missouri River?
Mississippi, sorry. Well, I believe, do you want to give any background on this, or you just want to go with where you're going?
Well, I want to go where we're going here. How would a tsunami be able to go to the Mississippi River?
Well, I would imagine coming up from the Gulf, coming up from New Orleans. That'd be the only way it would get here, I would hope.
But it would be able to draw out. But what kind of pressure could it go going in?
Well, sounds like we're coming up on our first 3-minute break, and we have a call in number of 800-313-9443. You're listening to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org, and please listen to and support the sponsors.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Berkey Bulletproof Glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Patriot Act took our liberties and there's no judge, no jury.
Takes it all away, and we struggle. Okay, anyway. All right, we are back, and we're going to be talking about an unusual subject.
Yeah, speaking of taking it all away, they're having some drills coming up, right, Lou?
Yeah, they're having some drills, but some of them don't make sense. See, that's the point. It doesn't make sense. Okay, it would make sense for a coastline. It even makes sense 100 miles into that coastline. But from then on, it makes no sense.
Well, let's throw this out here. We have the call-in number, so if there's any whistleblowers or anybody that can help us unravel this, Louise and I have been hitting this target pretty hard over the past month or so, and we finally come up with some background information that looks pretty interesting, and it's regarding the NLE 2011. And that's just a little bit of background, so if anybody has any more insight into this or you're a whistleblower and you want to come forth with it, please give us a call, 800-313-9443. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay, what I'm looking in just at the government stuff that I've been able to get. Okay, the drills that they're doing, they're for a biological threat. Okay,
one of them.
They are for chemical threat. They are for. There is some for earthquakes, but there's explosions, extreme heat, fires, floods, hurricanes. Why would a hurricane be up the Mississippi River?
This is all packed into the NLE 2011,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Influenza, a regular pandemic, influenza pandemic, landslide and debris, okay, flow from mudslides, fires, tornadoes, thunderstorms, tsunami, volcanoes, wildfires, winter storms, extreme cold, okay. Now, why would they be doing, I'm just kidding, okay, let's just pick one, okay? A tsunami. Why are they looking for a tsunami in Canada?
Going all the way to Canada up the Mississippi is what you're indicating.
Absolutely, that's what it's showing.
So
it's showing...
So what we're talking about here is not a gradual release of water from the oceans rising. This is a catastrophic event which would cause a tsunami to instantaneously or very quickly raise the river levels.
That's what it sounds like to me.
And what I was thinking is possibly an asteroid impact or something like that might do something like that, because that'd be a pretty impactful thing to actually make the tsunami travel all the way up the Mississippi River.
I don't know.
But
I
we do know that the tsunamis can travel without much hindrance all the way across the ocean.
Not 100 miles.
Well, they go all the way across the oceans.
Okay, but you're going inland.
Right, and you're going inland, and you're zigzagging and going through dikes, and so that's what I'm saying. It has to be extremely powerful to make that happen, I would assume.
George in Texas is on. Hey, George, are you there?
Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, George.
Yeah, I just wanted to cut in, but you know the thing is about the audacity of the TSA, the Texas House just passed an anti-groping bill, and it looks like it's going to pass the state Senate. The TSA...
Can you get the government to stop groping us? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the TSA came out on their blog and said, due to the U.S. Constitution Supremacy Clause, that the TSA can override state law, and that state law cannot override the federal government.
Yeah.
True.
What's that?
We've talked about this before. That's true.
But they're using the Supremacy Clause.
I know. I'm saying to you that there are not just... Okay, first of all, they don't need just the Supremacy Clause. They've got about 500 different laws that were put in every single state, including Texas, that allow them to get away with freaking murder. Many, which when it came in on the immigration bills, there are anti-immigration bills, the ones our own patriots were pushing. I love that. I tried to say something, I started to yell, I started to scream, watch it! They're putting these things in, but nobody listens. Because they're headstrong on one thing, but we have given them the tools to destroy us. If you're ever looking for it, don't look to anybody else. Because the number one move in the last 11 years has been the one that handed hand over fist to them.
Well, the TSA is now trying to recruit our local police and sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. They're threatening to pull federal money and all that stuff. And the... controller in the sheriff's department and the controller in the county is starting to come to the conclusion all these federal funds that the county gets cost more to comply if they just say no and not go along with it anyway.
But George, they can't say no anymore. There's a bill that passed every single state for immigration. Okay? Every single state passed it. The Republican parties, the guys, rah, 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 who put it in. And in the codification of that bill, it stated that the state, it was supposedly for immigration, but it's an open-ended piece of legislation, which says that state, local sheriffs must comply with state and federal authorities. Must. That means there's no way out. Because
the only way Texas could get out of the TSA is by secession. Completely. Political divorce.
What would have to happen is every city... Okay, that's one reason why we're trying to do state bank. Under the state bank, we are no longer part of the federal government's financial network, since it is the corporation. Okay, the state must opt out of the corporation of the United States. That's the way it does it. With the state bank, we are no longer on the corporate end to the state. We are a corporation of our own. That is the only way out.
Ah. So actually,
you know why I've been yiping.
So actually, the federal government's been one step ahead of the states.
We did it. No, the states did it to us. our representation, and now I want you guys to get made clear. The whole time we've been pushing, I want you to name all the representatives that we've been pushing, that we were rah-rah-rahed behind, who are in office, that these are the guys who was our patriot guys. Okay, then how could they have gotten all this stuff through with them?
They've been lied to.
Sometimes, but most of the times not.
Sometimes they just left us in the bag.
Absolutely. And sometimes they're just too stupid. And sometimes they knew how to talk to you. They knew how to get you to vote for them by talking the way you want them to hear. But they've got a past. See, that's the point. They've got a past. And that's what I keep telling everyone. Okay, it's kind of like that little brass ring. Stop looking at the idiots. I'm sorry. And I mean, okay, I'm going to give some states, Oklahoma being one, that a few representatives who were supposed to be really new, one of which was running for governor. I won't say which one. But I will tell you that that man put everything offensive in every bill for anti-real ID, supposed. You go back and check. Every one of his anti-real ID bills, and also the same thing in Texas, have facial recognition, have ID retinal scan, have all kinds of, you know, a software to track you in those bills. When asked why he would put that in there, these are supposedly anti-real ID bills. Well, his answer was he couldn't go against the what do you want to call it, the policing people, the highway patrol and what have you, otherwise he couldn't run for governor.
I think actually he was forced to back off of some of those from the Patriot movement, though, wasn't he? Louis had to back away from even going far on the other side.
Nope. Check your codification.
What actually passed?
Oh, yes. If you go to Oklahoma, you do have biometrics, ID retinal scans, all these other stuff when you get your driver's license. I beg your pardon.
Well, the other issue is
your rose garden
is in Arizona, where they actually passed the immigration bill, which has some good points, but it also has some bad points, which indicate that you have to go along with the Real ID Act to implement their legislation.
Absolutely, and E-Verify. If you go back and you check, you'll notice that the bill from Arizona and all over the United States, all the bills, didn't change one actual immigration law that wasn't already on the books. Not a single one pad change. There's not a single change. So wait, have all the immigrants left?
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, if they haven't, of course they've got all the tools to get them. So why aren't they gone?
Nothing's changed.
Because here's the point. You're not changing you. Okay? Here's the little X factor. Okay? They were not looking at changing, getting illegal aliens. It was a ruse. We needed to go look. We needed a scapegoat. They needed someone that they can go after and seize. Okay? To make you want to go ahead and allow them. So they use your fervor and your zealot, to do stupid stuff. Okay? Our problem isn't immigration per se. Our problem is the fact that we're devastating through NAFTA that borderline so that no one can ever live.
Okay? And, Lee, we see you on the caller line too, so we'll get you in a little bit too as well. So.
Well, thank you, Louise.
Thanks for your input, George.
Hold on, George. The supremacy of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. free2prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. And then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, oh, clinical, oh, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world.
We're back.
It sounds like. It sounds like George needed to be sent to the re-education camp so he can be more dependable. What are you trying to do down there, George? Be independent?
Oh, no. I think so.
I'd rather Texas be its own country.
Be okay. The republic. It is.
George?
Yeah.
Okay. Subsection Z, Chapter 22, Transportation Code. Okay. Amending Sections 22.902. This is a somewhat following read. Okay, when you start going through this entire bill, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In Article 3, Section 39 is another one. That's a big one. Okay, it opens. When a bill opens codification, because you can't have a bill unless it opens something. It's got to be placed somewhere. You read the codification, and you will find that this is not a good bill. Okay?
What do you need
you there? Check Section 39, Article 3, okay, of the Texas Constitution. It opens it up, giving third classification members, okay, It opens up a section that allows the legislature control of third classification members under the Texas Constitution. So now, guess who third classification members are?
So is that citizens?
That's right.
So what are you saying? I'm saying
that bill, I got to do a little bit more research on it, but that bill opens up codification that could very well hand, and I mean hand over, of a good portion of Texas.
So once again, so the point
is that it's always just a big vicious circle once it's passed.
Well,
What do you think they're going to be pushing it so fervently?
And once again, what you got to do is you got to go through all the codes and see where it opens up and what it does actually behind the scenes to make sure.
I'm going to look it up. We're going to talk about it next time, actually.
And then Louise has done this all her life, so she's. But you don't have to be Louise to do this. You just need to get in there and get your feet dirty, you know, if your hands are dirty, and go through these bills and see where they go and what they open up and what they amend.
Absolutely.
Because their tentacles can go deep and wide. They can go into. And then what Louise mentioned, she says things so fast that it goes over your head. What she mentioned earlier, the immigration bill in Missouri was passed, and part of the immigration bill usurped the power of the sheriffs. It actually made the sheriffs, which should be the highest authority in their county, subservient to the state and federal authorities. So that was part of what was passed in Missouri.
Oh, it was passed in every state.
Well, I don't know if you went through all 50, but at least we know
it
happened.
Every state passed it.
All right.
So basically, every bill that looks good on the surface, it's like has 10% cyanide in it.
There's always a chance of that, and that's why you have to do your homework. That's the point.
You know, here specifically says it's section 22.902 to subchapter Z. Now, if they were going to absolutely tell you what this does, now it says it's supposed to be to stop full body scanners at the airport. That's what this says it is, with a civil penalty of $1,000 a day for local. Listen here, for each day a local government entity has a body imaging scanner equipment installed or operated. That's what it says this bill is. Okay, that's what it says. Now it doesn't need to open up four sections in order for it to do that. Okay? It doesn't need to be in a transportation code. Okay? But it is. So if you open each section, when I looked at it, it looks like it opens quite a few sections in a section. This means one code section has a lot of different areas that it opens. Okay? So you have to find out where the backdoor bill is. And I still got to look it over with a fine-tooth comb. I haven't done it yet. Okay? I just really very quickly went over it.
But, you know, when I looked at those codes, they got a lot of lawyer jargon in it. I don't know.
Exactly. Codes. That's the point of codes. So you can't pay – they don't want you to pay attention.
And some of those codes open up other codes. So it gets pretty interesting. It could take hours just to flesh these things out sometimes.
Right. There's no way that the Republican Party, I'm going to give you right now, is going to push this bill unless it does three things. One, moves them so that they're working well. The other one, makes people think that they're better or bigger than they are. But at the same time, okay, here's a hint, guys. No representative touches an immigration, transportation, or a fiscal bill unless it is sanctioned by the party. The party is not going to sanction going against their money bags.
And once again, we see Lee in Georgia and Greg in Colorado. So we'll try to get you guys right after the break.
Okay.
Well, have a good day. I got to go.
Thanks, Georgia.
And George.
Bye-bye. It has amused itself to death.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Real quick, to let anyone know who's watching, when there's a good rule of thumb, if a bill, okay, no matter how pretty it sounds, no matter how wonderful it sounds, if the Speaker of the House and the entire House of Representatives, the big shots, are for it, speculate.
Be very skeptical.
Absolutely, speculate. They don't do anything against their dollars. They don't do anything against the money that feeds them. All right. We have Lee in Georgia. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, Lee.
Adam, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Actually, I was originally calling in on that, what was that? What was that? NLE or whatever it was.
2011.
Yeah, 2011. But then you got onto the ID thing, and, well, I know a little bit more about ID than I do other things. Because I've been researching this whole ID thing probably for about 6 or 7 years. But one of the things that I love about RBN, I stumbled across RBN about 2 years ago, and you guys have made my research so much easier. Thank you.
Now you get lazy, right?
Oh, man, I tell you what, ever since I came across RBN, I listen to RBN all day long while I'm working, and it allows me to be able to call in, and then at night I can go and sit down with the archives and I can research.
Very good.
I, a few months ago, had to go and renew my ID. Now, I get ID for, out of my personal choice because I want, if something should happen and I can't speak for myself, they know who I am, where I live, they can get in touch with family and say, hey, your son or whatever is in the hospital, unconscious, blah, blah, blah.
That's what it was actually for.
Right, which is what it was supposed to be for, exactly. But when I went back in February to renew my ID, I'm standing in there and they've got this big poster on the wall of the new ID and everything that's going on. And I really didn't say much of anything until the customer representative, as I like to call them, called my number. You take the number and you wait. And I walked up and he started going through wanting to know why come I didn't fill out my medical information and how many brothers and sisters I have. And this, and I kept telling him every time, you don't need to know that. That's none of your business. That's my personal information. That's how it's going to stay. He continues on until he comes to the part that says, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, of course, right there in my handwriting, it says I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. Of course, he looks at me and says, oh, you're one of them kind. I said, well, I'm not quite sure what you mean. He said a constitutionalist. I said, well, yeah, so aren't you? You know, I mean, what about your oath? Anyway, as he wants me to look at the camera so he can take my picture, and then he wants me to take my glasses off. Well, now, this is a first. I'm like, I wear these all the time. He says, yeah, but the new cameras. I said, oh, this is for that face recognition and iris scanning and all of that, isn't it? He drops his head and he says, yeah, I know. Well, at that point, people sitting there waiting for their turn are now going, what is this guy talking about? So I start discussing this. And then I walk over to the poster as he's doing what he's doing. He doesn't need me at that point. And I'm pointing at things on the poster and I'm asking people sitting there, where's the state of Georgia, folks? Do you really need 3 pictures of yourself on your identification? Ask yourself why they need 3...
It's a 3D biometric scan.
Bingo.
Digimark is the proponent that holds. There's a underground security that is... It's not just that. What you don't understand is while you're getting that, they're also taking video of you, your walk, your gait... Your speaking.
Your smell.
Facial recognition. I don't know about smell, but I guess they could do that one. I didn't even check on that one.
Yep, they can tell you when you walk in a room just by your odor.
Yeah, and I'm pointing out...
Wow, isn't that great? I better not bathe.
Yeah, right? Well, I only bathe once a month. No, I'm only kidding.
Every person can tell when you walk in the room then, Lee.
Yeah, they know when I'm coming a mile away. No, I'm just kidding. I like throwing that out at people because it just they stop and they go, huh, what, huh, huh? but anyway, I'm pointing all these things out, and then I flip it over after he hands me my ID, and I flip it over, and I say, now let's look at the back of this thing. And I point it right at the very top. I say, what is that? And this one little old lady sitting there, she says, that's one of them funny little bar things that you see on the products you buy in the store. I said, yes, ma'am, it's called a UPC code. Why do you need that on your ID? I said, now let's look at this funny little thing that looks like a bunch of pepper marks inside a rectangle. What is that for? That is your personal information, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm throwing down, this is going to, in time, and I pulled out my debit card. And I flipped it over, and here's a solid black strip. I said, now this is a magnetic data strip. And I'm breaking all this down to these people. It's like the first time they've ever heard this. I said, what's going to happen, folks? And this, if I remember correctly in my research, will put us somewhere around 2016, if I'm not mistaken, where all of this will be combined. You'll have one card. It will have your medical, your financial, everything about you. Nice, pretty, single package. And that's one step away from this little one-quarter inch, no bigger round than a pencil lead, implantable RFID chip.
It's called, you know what that's called, right?
It's called...
They changed the name. They suddenly started going undercover. See, actually, you're looking at you're looking 2016. The original zero was 2012.
Right.
I should say, take it back. The original zero was 2011, but 2012 was the next one in line. Had it not been for the fact in 10 years ago, 11 years ago, we started a fight to stop it. Okay? And that's what got us, actually, I guess I should say, in trouble. The legislation that we put out across the United States to every single state, sending it to every legislator, and just keep pushing and pushing and pushing it for 11 years. So we finally got good performance of the states fighting with us. Okay? By the way, those same representatives were ostracized by the parties and everything else. Okay? They're the ones that they went against. But we're able to actually use enough heat and enough volume to get most of the states to put something in. Now, however, in the last year, 11 states have put in a small little, what do you want to call it, a U-turn to the legislations to stop it. Okay, you're looking at a 3-football field buried under the ground. Lockheed Martin got the contract over in Virginia, housing everything about you from cradle to grave. Your banking information, your education information, where you live, if you own your home, how many bills you have, everything on an RFID that I can get your information and not touch you. Not just the government, but I can do it. So,
the beast that's going to feed the machine, which is not only governments, but corporations worldwide.
That is actually, you got it exactly right. It is a corporate America. You are now a corporate entity. That's the reason for having State Bank, is to get us off the corporate entity. Only by removing the state from the corporation of the United States, not in leaving the United States, ending the corporate United States charter in Missouri, in Texas, in Arizona, in Nebraska, in Florida,
but
in every state.
But leaving it in Georgia. Lee likes to be part of the corporate machine.
No, he doesn't.
What was the end result? Did they cart you off to the local police office?
No, it took about 10 minutes. I had my identification, and I walked out the door and said, have a nice day. But what was really cool was, as we were sitting there and we were talking, this one young fella, probably about 22 years old, I mean, brilliant kid, knew exactly what I was talking about. And we really got into a really good discussion. And I looked at him and said, let me ask you a question. I said, anybody here got a passport? About a dozen passports.
You don't want to go near that one.
Oh, about a dozen passport hands went up. Yeah, I got one. I said, yeah, and I asked, have you received your passport in the past 4 years? Well, a bunch of the hands dropped, but a few of the hands stayed up. I said, okay, those of you who have renewed within the past 4 years, I would almost bet if you peel back the outer cover of your passport, you will find a sliver thin piece of material that's never been there before. What do you think that is? The first words out of their mouth was RFID chipping. Bingo. They're already putting it in passports.
Oh, they've had it in passports the last 6 years, actually. But actually even longer in the UK. Okay? But there is, believe it or not, there is actually a lot of people out there trying to stop it. Okay? Even today. We had those guys on, the young men from, at that time, over in Scotland and Ireland. And so, and they're actively trying to stop it. Do you understand?
And once again, it's not over. Just another great example of an RBN listener being an activist and out there making a difference in our world, trying to wake some people up, and we can congratulate that effort. If I could speak here, I'd try to thank you for doing that, Lee.
Well, this is a battle we all got to engage in, and if the best we can do is, like I do, listening to you guys and then doing research in the evening and then talking to people, at least we're doing something. We're trying to wake people up.
And look, what I try to do, I try to ask people questions. I don't try to get the fire hose out and shove it down their throats. I just ask interesting questions and let them lead me. Whatever they're interested in, they'll take me there, and we'll get into a conversation that they are interested in, and then we just gently guide them into some useful information to let them see the big picture. And I think that's a big problem we have in the Patriot movement. We have people that literally find somebody that they get in a corner and they just open the fire hose of information up to them. They're just so excited about getting the truth out that they just seem like they're just crazy people, you know, because they're trying to just shove this information down their throats. But try to gently get in a conversation where you have to, you can ask them questions and get them to come to the conclusion that you want them to. Just gently do that.
And you see, in that setting where I was at that point, the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, this is your driver's license, your IDs. What better place to engage people in a conversation about this? But at the same time, that conversation can evolve into so many fields that I figured I'm here at, you know, where you get your ID and everything. Here's a great place to educate people about what's going on with the IDs. And I do want to thank you, Luis, for correcting me from 4 years to 6 years. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking it was from the past 4 years with the passports.
Well,
but anyway, I know you got other callers.
The reason why the people, they were going by the legislation that was going to fight it. But remember, this data actually started in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
England's had it for the last 10 years. There's so many other things that have been going on. We are getting the UN's garbage coming our way. It's already been in 2005. And remember this. In 2005, every state put in a thing as show me proof, or where you should have to show your birth certificate, and you have to track back how many marriages you had and whatever else if you're a woman in order to get a driver's license or an identification card.
Oh my God.
So they started it back in 2005. It was a law. They passed it originally 2002 to 2005. So they were all laws then. They were the first legs of real ID, but no one knew it. That's where those little bills for transportation have codification.
All right, Lee. Well, we appreciate your input.
Okay.
And Louise, let's move on to Greg in Colorado.
He's
patiently holding, I hope. I hope he's still holding.
Hello.
Good morning, Greg.
Hello.
Hi, Liberty Lady and Tom.
Good morning.
I got one question for you.
Liberty Lou.
I've
called Louise a lot of things, but I've never called her Liberty Lou. That's a new name.
Liberty Lady.
Liberty Lou.
Liberty Lady or Liberty Lou, whatever. That's cool.
Anyway,
so Mike, ask a question. So I got a question to ask you, Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Did the bill have an enactment clause? Can you find an enactment clause anywhere in the bill?
The TSA bill that we're talking about from Texas.
The one you're talking about.
All right.
You want on Texas? Yes.
I'm in Colorado. Any bill you see that they make, can you find an enactment clause?
Okay. Under the Constitution, every state, you see, what you're looking at is the old-fashioned where it must have it in there. Not under they pass laws in the constitutions in every state because of the federal government that allows them to enact. I know what you're getting at. If there's not an enactment clause written in the bill, then it's not
null and
legal.
Null and void. No enactment clause, null and void, no matter what they say, because the bills they made to cover up on it don't have no enactment clauses either. If you go backtrack, we got them over a barrel.
So there's no
enactment. They lack personam jurisdiction, and they lack subject matter jurisdiction, and as long as you don't agreed to plead, you don't give them jurisdiction. If you don't step in their jurisdiction of the boat, if you don't get in that boat on the ocean, they have to prove. The burden of proof is on them, pursuant to 5 UCC 556 Section D. Thank you very much. That's all there is to say.
So now when you go into court, will a judge honor that, though, or are they going to just...
If the judge doesn't honor that, you slap him with a writ for his bond. You chase him right off the bench.
Yeah, I've heard
the guy's a crook. You throw him out.
You ask him
if he's a member of any secret societies. Oh, I'm a Mason. Well, you're not allowed to be a judge then. Get the hell out of here. Here's your bond. Here's a writ for your bond. You're out of here. You're 86.
You're
arrested.
You're absolutely correct.
I know I'm correct.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The problem is they took us off of every single state almost.
Yeah, but backtrack it, and you'll find there's no enactment fees for any of their stuff.
So it's all
They have to have it that way because they're tied to the Pope. The Pope won't let them do it. Mm-hmm. It's all a bunch of hogwash.
it's one of those things.
What are you going to do? So anyway, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Greg.
Good day.
Thank you.
Sorry for yelling so much.
No, don't yell. We want to get it out there.
It's Sunday morning and we're still asleep, so Greg's got to come up, call and wake us up.
But you know he's right.
Yeah,
the
I know he's right.
Is the government has put in, what they have done is they've slid things by us. Oh, we got commercials coming up.
But you have to know what you're doing, just like Greg does in Colorado. If you go in there and start throwing this stuff out, the judge is going to laugh at you. If you don't know what you're doing, and you're probably going to end up in jail.
If you have a driver's license,
so please do your research.
Yeah.
Call the numbers 800-313-9443. See you after 3.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
The television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today?
Well, thanks to George sidetracking us a little bit, we have 5 minutes left to talk about the subject matter.
Well, it is very important that anyone from Canada on the way down start paying attention here. Okay, if they're doing drills for tsunami up to Canada.
Have your cameras ready, people.
That's right. They're doing the exact same drills for New Madrid up in Canada. The federal government, Missouri is just one of the areas, but the federal government actually is mandating the Canadian government to do so. Okay, the New Madrid seismic zone, they say, goes all the way up through Canada. So, in their opinion, that if a tsunami hits or if a disaster such as, some of the things that they were having on their disaster stuff, so we go through real quick. And I think we'll do this next week. Biological threats, okay, chemical threats, earthquakes, explosions, extreme heat, fires, floods, hurricanes, okay, influenza pandemic, pandemic of any kind, landslide debris from thunderstorms, tornadoes, tsunami, volcanoes, okay?
So everything under the sun, basically.
Cold streams.
So it's literally Bible revelation being played out. It's what they're planning
big
for.
One, the big one that they're pushing is nuclear threat. Okay, there's an enormous thing there, nuclear threat. It's in there 4, 5, 6 times. Okay, so if I was anywhere on that zone and they were telling me something, I'm not going to agree with the darn thing they say. There appears to be, they're looking at the middle of the continental plate. What is showing, okay, here, what I'm looking at here, is they're showing actually an area from upper portion of Canada diverting to the east, northeast, okay, where an opening to expand out the Mississippi River, okay, and I mean literally expand out the Mississippi River. So anything on those coastlines are going to be in an area of threat.
So I didn't follow that, Lisa. Are you saying the Mississippi River is going to flow to the east coast up from Canada down that way?
No, it's going to start from the east, northeast. It diverts off northeast and then comes straight down. It's hard to explain where that moves from.
And what,
but it appears...
Just a little bit more background. What's the situation is I live very close to the Mississippi River, and we've all seen these maps of the Mississippi River being very wide. So I've been beating on Louise to go beat her bushes and the inside sources she has at the government level and other places to find out what's really happening. And she has seen maps that show that the widening of the Mississippi River, but I think part of what she has uncovered is like what just happened in Missouri. They blew some levees up to widen the Mississippi River, supposedly temporarily, but what I think she's seen is this might be a permanent situation.
Permanent thing.
And
by the way, that is how a tsunami can go upstream.
And by the way, that blowing of the levees in New Madrid Fault area, New Madrid County, Missouri, might be the first step of this process. So
correct.
So we're looking for whistleblowers. We might have to do an hour next week since we kind of got sidetracked.
We're going to have to do an hour next week.
If nothing major has happened in this, either way, we'll probably do a show on it.
Yes, Olin.
The drill actually starts tomorrow and runs, I guess it's a week-long drill, NLE 2011. If you haven't heard about it, please check it out, and hopefully we'll have a discussion about it next week.
I'm going to grab here. We got our guest coming on, so I want to see if I can go ahead and add him to our call. We have a very special guest when you come back. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Yep, we have a 70-second break. Everybody hang in there. We have a guest, totally different subject, next hour.
What has come to be? Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me.